that'll do it for me again for another terrific Holiday Tuesday. Hope you had a blast. I hope you had, well, got a new song on a deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for music you might otherwise miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Mara off a Christmas Kind of Town album. This is Christmas with the Snow. You have a great holiday. I'll see you all next week.
laisse à bercer le long des golfes clairs est une chanson d'amour la mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie.
Tous les hommes et tous les mêmes, macho mais tu, monde de ma vie est infidèle. Si prévisible, non je ne suis pas certaine que tu le mérites, avec de la chance qu'on vous aime. Dis-moi merci. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Cette fois c'était la dernière. Tu peux croire que c'est qu'une crise, mate une dernière fois mon derrière. Il est à côté de mes valises, tu diras au revoir à ta mère. Elle qui t'idéalise, tu ne vois même pas tout ce que tu perds. Avec une autre, ce serait pire. Quoi, toi aussi tu veux finir maintenant? C'est le monde à l'envers, moi je le disais pour te faire réagir seulement. Toi tu pensais. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Facile à dire, je suis gnangnan et que j'aime trop les blablabla. Mais non, 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 c'est important. Ce que t'appelles les ragnagnas, tu sais, la vie, c'est des enfants. Et comme toujours, c'est pas le bon moment. Ah oui, pour les faire, là, tu es présent. Et pour les élever, y'aura des absents. Lorsque je ne serai plus belle, ou du moins au naturel. Arrête, je sais que tu mens. Il n'y a que Kate Moss qui est éternel. Moche ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Bête ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Belle ou moi,
c'est jamais bon.
Moi ou elle,
c'est jamais bon.
Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve.
So this is Mimi and
Gracie,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is All the Geets, and if you haven't guessed by our two French-speaking songs by now, what is our theme going to be today?
Our theme is foreign music.
Foreign music. We're really excited about this because we know that we did do a Christmas show last week, which we thought was going to be our last.
We did, yes.
Surprise, we're back. Yep.
And I'm going abroad to Copenhagen. So
which is tragic.
Tragic.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd do something in celebration of that.
Exactly.
So I know a lot of French music because I took French. So that's what the first four songs are.
But we'll try to get in a couple other things in today. Maybe some Japanese music.
There's a Norwegian pop star on here.
Spanish stuff.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Don't worry, there'll be
K-pop.
Despacito.
Oh, do not worry.
Do not worry. We wouldn't do this show without putting it on there.
Definitely. It's kind of fun, though, because I think a lot of times in America, especially, we don't really try to make an effort to listen to other countries' songs.
Right, no, and I've, like, super enjoyed the first two songs.
I have as well. I mean, granted, the first was Bing Crosby, who is not French by any means.
Sure.
But it is kind of fun to enjoy music in a different language.
I agree.
I do really like that. I think, like, in other countries, they listen to a lot of American music.
Right.
But perhaps we don't listen to enough of their music.
It's so interesting because, like, I feel like I've had this experience so many times where, like, I'll listen to a song 100 times and I couldn't tell you a single word of what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you need... I'm, like, not a person where I'm like, oh, wow, I need the words to really, like, comprehend what's going... Like, you know, to enjoy the music because, like, I can't, like, get the meaning without it or yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So it's, like, interesting that people, like, really are like, oh, I can't listen to... foreign music because, like, I don't understand the words, when I feel like most of the time most people aren't paying attention anyways.
Yep, definitely. No, I even enjoy listening to, like, music in languages I don't know when I'm studying, because I get really distracted by words when I'm studying.
That's actually a great idea.
Tip for anyone that's going through finals right now. But it is really nice. Yeah, first off, apologies. But anyway, so what song do we have coming up next?
So we have one of my favorite French artists, Yael. They performed at Coachella a few years ago, actually. So they, like, kind of made it in America a little bit.
They did. That's exciting.
And the song is called Je veux te voir.
Which means I want to see you.
Yeah.
Wow, look at it. We took French, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yael, je veux te voir.
Je veux te voir dans un film porno.
great songs.
Some really good songs. French people have good music.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Not that I'm surprised.
They have good films, too.
They have really good films.
Like, there's a lot of culture in France. And now I'm the first to say it.
This is news to me, Gracie. Wow. No, yeah. I mean, who doesn't like Amelie? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only French movie I know. So. Those are some really good songs. I think, is that the end of our French section?
That's the, we're moving into Norwegian.
And where did the inspiration come from, Norwegian music?
Okay, so I ended up really liking this Norwegian television show called Skam or Skum. I don't know.
I don't really know. My British cousin watches it, and so when he told me to watch it, he called it Skam. Uh-huh. So now I always call it Skam.
Well, it translates to shame. In English, it's SKM. It's really good. They're just now making an American version of it.
Are they really?
Set in Austin with the same show creators. So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Julie.
It's a very enjoyable show.
It is. It's very, like, I think what American television misses a lot is, like, it's very divorced from reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot of escapism. And this is not.
You know,
like it feels very real.
It does. There are some parts where you're like, okay, that was definitely scripted.
Well, no, it's definitely not that it's not scripted, but like you watch like Riverdale.
Oh, I see.
Everyone's supposed to be in high school, but they look like they're 30 and they're all wearing really expensive outfits and dramatically crying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And you're just like, I don't, and like where you watch like Skam and you're like, okay, this is obviously scripted. This is obviously not real. But at the same time, like I've met a person like every single one of these people, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It is fun too, because I didn't know anything about Norwegian culture going into watching Skam.
Okay, it's crazy.
And it is very crazy. My uncle, so my dad's cousin's husband, who like spends every Christmas with our family, he's Norwegian. And so we would ask him all these questions about whether this was based in reality or if they just like made these things up. Yeah. But it was real.
Yeah.
Like the amount of independence these teenagers had was crazy. I mean, weren't these kids in high school and like living together in like apartments? And
yeah, but like their high school's like a little, like it starts a little bit later than us. Like I think like they like start in like what would be our junior year.
Oh, I see.
So they're a little bit older.
Okay, I can see that. But it's just so funny. Like I think they have this thing where I'm going to be so wrong.
Ruth?
The buses.
Yeah, Ruth.
Yeah.
So they have like a month where it's like the month before you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wears red like pantsuits. So like, or it's like, what's it called? Like coveralls. And you have to complete different challenges and you get like pins to put on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all this like scandalous behavior and everyone like buys big buses. So you have a Roos bus together.
Yep.
And you like sell toilet paper to pay for this bus. And it's like all these things and you're like, how is this a real thing that happens?
But it's real.
But it's real.
That's the crazy part. It's so interesting. It's funny though, because when we watched Skam, I don't know if this happened to you, but there's a lot of texting involved in the show and you have to be able to read the text, but they translate everything except for the text. So literally me and my cousin would pause the show, type in everything in Norwegian, and then like translate it to English. So to this day, my Google Translate has Japanese, Spanish, and Norwegian. Those are my three primary options. So it's really funny. It's a good show.
Like, it's like all, because like, they don't have an official English translation. So it's just like people on the internet translate it. And like sometimes like they'll write things like, I didn't want to translate this text block. And they're like, use Google Translate. And you're like, thanks.
Yeah, definitely. It's hilarious. No, I even think it's funny though, because I have zero familiarity with like the Norwegian language. Mm-hmm. And so it's just funny because I feel like occasionally they'll use English phrases in the middle of just all Norwegian. So they'll like be like, hey girl, what's up? And then they'll keep going.
And then they'll go back to Norwegian.
Yeah, and you're like, how did you decide that hey girl, what's up is the phrase you're going to use in English? Like, it's amazing. I really like the show.
I also, like, they also like use like the internet sometime in the show, and like they'll type something in and like all of the internet just pops up in English, because that's, you know, like, where the majority, I don't even know if it's the majority of internet users or just like how websites have been designed. And I'm like, I can't imagine like having to listen or to having like to think in one language and then like having the entire internet be in a different language.
Yeah.
Like a language you also understand, but like it's just, I can't imagine like having to go back and forth in my mind.
Definitely.
You know?
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good time for a PSA.
Is it?
I don't know.
I love it, Mimi.
I think so.
Should I pick one?
Yeah, you should pick one.
Okay. Let's see. Numbers to think about.
All right.
American alcohol consumption. I feel like this is actually a great PSA because we can talk about the juxtaposition of American alcohol consumption versus foreign countries.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of the alcohol consumed in the United States. That's a startling statistic.
Startling.
While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week.
Oh, gosh.
More than 10 drinks per day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Interesting. Wait, what percentage don't drink at all?
30. I don't know
That's
if I believe
that. That's pretty
high. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're including older people...
Yeah, I feel like everyone I know drinks, but maybe.
Yeah.
Like the 9th percentile drinks 15 drinks a week, which still seems like a lot, but 75 drinks a week, like that's crazy.
That's startling.
And then the 8th percentile is 6 drinks a week and the 7th is 2. So like 7, like that's so much. Like, oh my gosh.
It's a little disturbing.
I obviously believe that, but like do I? I probably shouldn't be throwing down onto our PSAs. should we play the next song?
I think it's just so appalling is
yeah.
really the
yeah,
statement
no, it's
just, that Gracie's
it's really
making.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah,
That's
definitely.
Really upsetting.
Okay, well, coming up next, yeah, so like we said, we're going to start with the Norwegian section. Uh-huh. And here we go. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, but this is by the artist Gabrielle.
Hosianna, even Jerusalem, 5 fine frøkner, skal aldri dra hjem. Lyden av noe som slipper oss fri. Vi har ikke penger, men vi eier allting. Og vi trenger ikke verden, for meg og deg verden. Vi trenger ikke verden, for meg og deg verden. Lyden av noe som slipper oss fri. Vi har ikke penger, men vi eier allting. Yeah.
right. So that song always makes me want to cry.
It's emotional.
It is an emotional
one.
It
has like the swelling crescendos.
No, it totally does. Yeah, no, we were just talking about, did you ever watch We Bought a Zoo?
You know I did, Mimi.
I totally know you did, but it's such a good movie.
It's like really fun, because the kid, I'm from Los Angeles, so you could say I know a lot of actors.
You could say.
No, I'm a kid, but Mimi's like the only person I know that has seen this movie, and one of the kids who was in it was in my like class growing up, so like hearing anyone talk about it in a serious manner always just kind of makes me laugh.
It's so good though. I mean, I cried watching it. I can only say I've watched it once.
I actually did enjoy it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Is it weird to see someone you know in a movie? Like, does it ruin the movie for you a little bit?
We weren't friends particularly or anything.
Okay.
He also, I'm trying to think, because he only did two grades with me, because he did middle school. So, like, probably by the time the movie came out, we hadn't talked in a few years.
I see. It's a good one.
It is a good one. I used to be on the Matt Damon, Ben Affleck thing.
Uh-huh.
I used to be, like, firmly Ben Affleck.
Okay.
But, like, the more I hear about Ben Affleck, the more I think he's, like, not a great person.
No, I agree.
Like, Matt Damon seems to be, like, a pretty good person.
He seems like a through-and-through great kind of guy.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Just kind of a family man.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Makes, like, fine movies.
He makes decent movies.
Makes decent movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not upset, you know?
Was it Matt Damon who came to Tufts? Or am I thinking of...
It was Matt Damon.
It was
that
Matt
came
Damon.
To
yeah.
Yeah. He was in our gym.
He was in our gym.
Wow. Matt Damon. He's from Boston.
And so is Ben Affleck. That's why they're friends.
It's true. Anyway, so next up we have kind of some Spanish songs for you.
Uh-huh.
We have some Luis Fonsi. Twice in a row, so get ready.
So get ready. Buckle up.
Buckle in. It's going to be great. And then we have some K-pop and J-pop coming up. So I'm pretty excited about that. I know we're kind of fresh off of some K-pop on the news, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, a little unfortunate. Somebody, do you know his name?
You know, I couldn't tell you his name, and I probably wouldn't be able to pronounce it correctly either, okay. So I wouldn't want to do that.
But there was someone who I think had been struggling like with mental, like pretty openly, mm-hmm. struggling with mental health issues for a while, and then probably committed suicide, right? They haven't confirmed it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very sad. Just like a day or two ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
So we will be paying tribute to him by playing one of their songs. But coming up next, we have Hecho Me La Culpa and Despacito, and followed by Mi Gente. So here we go.
Hey, Fonsi.
Oh, no. ¿Qué pasa de mí? Esta historia algo que confesar. Ya entendí muy bien qué fue lo que pasó. Y aunque duela tanto, tengo que aceptar que tú no eres la mala, que el malo soy yo.
No me conociste nunca de verdad. Ya se fue la magia que te enamoró. Y es que no quisiera estar en tu lugar, porque tu error solo fue conocerme.
No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo. Falta un beso, solamente te falta un beso. Ese beso.
falta un beso. Solamente te falta un beso. Ese beso que siempre te prometí. Échame la culpa. Solamente te falta un beso. Solamente te falta un beso. Ese beso que siempre te prometí. Échame la culpa.
Ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
La 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 la, hey. Francia, hey. Colombia, hey. Me gusta
Freeze,
hey. J Balvin,
hey.
Willy William,
hey.
Me gusta
Freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, les gusta mi gente y eso se fue mundial.
Freeze.
No le bajamos, mas nunca paramos, es otro palo y blam.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Me fue a bucher la tête.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando. Y que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí. Los tengo bailando, rompiendo y yo sigo aquí. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí.
Los tengo bailando, rompiendo.
¿Y dónde está el gigante?
Me fue a bucher la tête.
¿Y dónde está mi gigante?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Un, dos, tres, luego.
So that was Mi Gente. I'm a big fan of that song.
It's like really good.
It's so good. I totally forgot to play the Beyonce version, but that's okay.
That's I didn't miss it. You know, yeah. I thought it was really good.
No, it's so good. Speaking of which, has Beyonce just like been partnering up with anyone she can find lately? Like,
yeah, she's been on a lot of songs.
Ed Sheeran, J Balvin. Like, what is going on?
She's a little strapped for cash.
I'm not upset.
Yeah.
Not upset, but it's just interesting.
It is.
That she's chosen such people to partner up with.
I feel like there's always, like, the world's weirdest music combinations.
Yeah.
Like, somebody really weird was just with Macklemore. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't. You can look it up. But I'll talk about Ed Sheeran and Beyonce combo, because they call it the perfect duet. But let's all talk about the fact that Beyonce just outshines Ed Sheeran in her verse. Like, it's so crazy. Ed Sheeran just, you know, he comes in. He has a nice, smoky little voice. You know, it's real nice. And then Beyonce just comes in. Kills her solo. She has her backup singers. She has everything.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, Ed Sheeran, like, what did you think that was going to happen in this song? Like,
I don't think he has a strong enough voice.
No. Yeah, it's okay.
I was Macklemore and Lil Yachty.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right? Isn't that weird?
That's very interesting. I could, yeah, no, I can't see really. But you know, the weirdest people are friends. Like if you think about like John Mayer and Frank Ocean, weird friends. Yeah.
That is weird friends.
Very weird, right? They're like on each other's albums, I think. Or at least I know Frank Ocean is on John Mayer's album.
That is weird.
Really weird. Yeah. But they like to make music together. I guess it makes sense because they're both really good musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can kind of bond over that regardless of the type of person you are.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, it's like the music type doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, but like caring about your craft does.
For sure. And they're both a little weird if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Frank Ocean is a little awkward.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't... Like, I would want to be his friend.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely seems a little weird.
A little bit. But it's good, because we love him.
That's like, do you remember when he came out and Tyler, the Creator, had a tweet about him that was like, ever since he liked Pop-Tarts without frosting, I knew my man was a little weird or something. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. That's really funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah, who doesn't like Pop-Tarts with frosting?
Right? Yeah, like who? Pop-Tarts without frosting is just like bad food.
Yeah, it's just like jelly on a cracker. You
know what I mean? Like really processed jelly on a really processed cracker.
Yeah, that just does not sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so coming up next, we're coming into our East Asian songs.
Uh-huh.
So kind of diving into my heritage a little bit. So
yeah, you are both Korean and Japanese.
I am both Korean and Japanese. Could I pronounce any of their names? Probably not. BTS, I could say.
You could pronounce the Japanese names.
The Japanese one, I could.
Maybe it took 2 years of Japanese, so I would hope that she could
I can definitely
them.
Speak Japanese. Do not worry, guys. Korean is a little bit... I'm working on that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. But we're going to start with... is it SHINee? Is that how you pronounce their K-pop band?
So I'm going to say I don't know, maybe.
Okay. I'm really sorry if that's not. It's spelled like capital S-H-I-N and then E-E.
I feel like SHINee makes
sense. SHINee would make sense.
Yeah.
Or just SHIN-E. But I'm pretty sure it's
but
SHINee.
But SHINee is like a play on words where SHINee is just not.
Like you're like a shin. Okay, so anyway. Anyway, so this is View by SHINee, SHINee. Whatever you want to pronounce it as. Here we go.
Pardo Guaido, Pardo Guaido, Pardo Guaido, Pardo Guaido, hey. まくるまた行くところは近いところ韓国中国とかどこでもいいぶっちゃけどうでもいいこと考えないいいことばっかりある最近もっといい服も着たいしファッションウィークでパーティーにいるあいつらは上野あいつらは渋谷あいつら原宿俺は今パーティー俺は今パーティーは渋谷あいつら原宿俺は今パーティー
俺は今パーティー
飛行機に乗り遠くの方にもっと飛び俺は今パーティー
俺は今パーティー
飛び回る空の違う世界何を見たいどこ行きたいどの服を着たいアクネ着てる今いつも何したか忘れる昨日のことなんてどうでもいいから Hey.